Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 167. Following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 167. There is one life, and that I share with God. There are not different kinds of life, for life is like the truth. It does not have degrees. It is the one condition in which all that God created share. Like all his thoughts, it has no opposite. There is no death because what God created shares his life. There is no death because an opposite to God does not exist. There is no death because the Father and the Son are one. In this world, there appears to be a state that is life's opposite. You call it death. Yet we have learned that the idea of death takes many forms. It is the one idea which underlies all feelings that are not supremely happy. It is the alarm to which you give response of any kind that is not perfect joy. All sorrow, loss, anxiety, and suffering and pain, even a little sigh of weariness, a slight discomfort, or the merest frown, acknowledge death. And thus deny you live. You think that death is of the body, yet it is but an idea, irrelevant to what is seen as physical. A thought is in the mind. It can then be applied as mind directs it. But its origin is where it must be changed if change occurs. Ideas leave not their source. The emphasis this course has placed on that idea is due to its centrality in our attempts to change your mind about yourself. It is the reason you can heal. It is the cause of healing. It is why you cannot die. Its truth established you as one with God. There is one life that I share with God. Earlier today, I was distraught. I was looking around and seeing with the mindset of the ego direction that there is no joy in this world. Everything leads to suffering. Spirit has been working with me at night on false beliefs. And I woke up today having the false belief of having a separate life. And I was having trouble finding what the purpose was if I could find no joy anywhere in the world. Seeing that everything in this world leads to suffering. And in a state of just giving up, I went outside and sat on the back deck, just looking at the trees. And as I quieted myself and just allowed myself to just be there, I was reminded that my role here is to be the observer. That I am not supposed to find joy out there. That's not my job to find joy out there. I was believing I was leading a separate life from God. And in the realization that I am only here as the observer, with that, complete peace and joy flowed through me because I did remember that I am one with God. There is only one life and I share it with God. And that life in this moment is to be the observer of it, not to change it, not to make it better, but to allow it, to accept it, to observe it, and in the observing, I see the joy that is in everything. When I was trying to make joy in things, it was impossible. But when I stop and I allow myself to have one life that I share with God, and in this moment, that life is to be the observer, all joy springs forth. Holy Spirit, help me to remember who I am, what I am, and that there is only one life, and I do share it with God. Thank you for your patience and your guidance and your everlasting love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we observe, without any necessity to change or guide or be anything other than what we are, the observer. And we sit confidently that our Father, our Creator, the voice for God, will speak to us of the truth of what we are. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in the peaceful and loving recognition that there is one life and we share it with God. Namaste.